I really truly believe humanity wins in this. I really truly believe that as a collective, we eventually say no, enough is enough. We are no longer going to be slaves. We are no longer going to be held hostage to your beliefs about what the world should be, that we're no longer going to be willing to serve a global financial agenda that not only doesn't have our highest and best interests at heart, but really gives no fucks about us.
This is Leah Steele. Welcome to the Wealth Witch podcast. Just a few years ago, I experienced complete financial collapse. We lost a business, our home, and a car. My husband was selling plasma to pay for diapers and formula. I was living a life I hated, and I was miserable. It was the lowest part of my life. It ended up being my biggest blessing. Just a few short years later, I've designed the life of my dreams. I live a life of luxury in beautiful Bali, Indonesia, travel the world, and spend my days helping others manifest wealth and abundance. Living a purpose-led life changed everything for me. This podcast is about my journey, my top tips and tools for manifestation, and interviews with all the amazing, world-changing, inspiring people I meet along the way. Welcome to my world.
Hey, hey, and welcome to another episode of the Wealth Witch podcast. I am your host, Leah Steele, the Wealth Witch. Oh, wow. Is this episode overdue or what? I have been thinking about this episode for a few months. And it seems like the topic of this podcast has really come to a head in the last, I'd say the last week, really the last 7 days. I'm seeing massive fallout happening across the world. And so, yeah, does it feel like humanity is just having a complete fucking come apart? Well, it seems that way because it is. That's true. That is actually what's happening with humanity and with the collective right now. Why is that? Well, for starters, we have been rocked to our core the past 18 months. So literally everything we believed was true in relation to safety, stability, and security has shifted. Those things are no longer true. We can no longer depend upon our 9-to-5 jobs and our retirement funds and the safety, stability, and security of working for large corporations. Nothing is safe, stable, and secure any longer. And we're starting to recognize that we aren't actually free, especially those of us that live in Western nations. And I'll speak specifically about United States, Australia, UK, but really all the European countries and nations, I guess. We're just really starting to realize that we don't actually have the freedoms that we were previously led to believe that we had. And everyone's being affected by that. Literally everyone, whether you live in those nations or not, that kind of ripple effect that comes from people all of a sudden no longer feeling free, people at some base level beginning to recognize and realize that they are slaves, creates a huge impact in the collective. So yeah, everyone is being affected by that. You know, planetary influences and energetic shifts on this planet at this time right now are demanding the dismantling of old systems and structures. And we've talked about that in past episodes, but what's happening on this planet right now with all of the astrological alignments and then also moving out of the age of Pisces and into the age of Aquarius, like this planet is no longer energetically available for the old paradigm and the old systems and the old structures. So who's being affected by that, or who will be affected by that? Well, our financial institutions, our governments, our regulatory agencies, and all of those things are controlled by the global financial elite. They are literally puppeteering everything that happens in our lives, including religion. So I don't know if you guys have noticed, but Jesus is making a big comeback on the scene right now. And before I go into this, that is not to say that having a relationship with God or Jesus is a bad thing. But what it is saying to me, at least from a very external outside perspective, looking at and understanding programming and conditioning, what it is saying to me is that this puppeteering that happens, it happens in every area of our lives, including religion, right? So what I see happening is the global financial elite right now are doubling down on dogma, particularly religious dogma. So distractions and division are the strongest plays of the global financial elite, and nothing creates more division than religion. So literally the Piscean Age, like this last cycle that we're just moving out of, 2600 year cycle, I think the ages are roughly 2600 years. We're moving out of the Piscean Age. That age was all about wars for God. Literally the entire age was about wars for God. Well, what have we seen all through the Piscean Age? Wars for God, right? And now as we move into the age of Aquarius and we move out of that time of wars for God and into a time of technological and spiritual advancement, the time of the collective, the time of knowledge and wisdom and technology for the betterment of the collective, what we're seeing is a last push for control of the populace, of the collective, through religious manipulation. So if you think back to, you know, the Gnostic Gospels, they were buried and not canonized because they talk about finding God within you and all around you. They don't support the totalitarian rule and dictatorship of today's religions. And so, you know, that story that we've been fed about Christ's life and his death was engineered to control the world. It created a moral measuring stick of what was good and what was evil. And nothing gets humanity more fired up than an opportunity to be self-righteous and shaming. And, you know, we all know that. And, you know, I will frequently say, like, I'm more afraid of any religious dogmatic churchgoer than I am of even a demon, because the programming and conditioning is so strong in that group of people. We will always jump on the bandwagon of trying to discredit or point out moral corruptness of those who are different than us. But guess what? That's also a program. We've also been programmed and conditioned to do that. Because when we are fighting each other and focused on our perceptions of how we are offending or oppressing each other, we don't notice the even greater oppression of our masters, the global financial elite. And the truth is that the global financial elite is the master of each and every single person listening to this podcast right now. We are slaves. We are slaves that serve a global financial agenda that does not have our highest and best interests at heart. And the really sad thing is that we have essentially given them carte blanche the past year to strip us of our freedoms and rights by getting us to not trust each other and to be afraid of each other, to be afraid of connecting and to be afraid of being close to each other. They're literally attempting to strip us of our last defense against them, our compassion for each other. And that compassion that we have for each other, it fuels unity consciousness. So what have they done? Well, they've separated us as much as they possibly can, and they've made us afraid to do the very thing that fuels us. Come together, laugh, enjoy each other. And so, yeah, the world is having a freaking come apart right now. And I truly believe that everyone is feeling it in some way. I've even noticed in myself the last couple of weeks, like, really having the light shone on where things are out of integrity in my life and where I'm buying into programming and where I'm still buying into conditioning, and really having to look at, am I willing to surrender those things? Am I willing to question even my most deeply ingrained beliefs about the world, what it is, how it works, my relationships with my friends and family and the people that are closest to me? All of those things, because if I'm not willing to question those things, even those things that are so deeply ingrained in me that I cannot conceive of how they could not be true, then I'm not walking my walk and I'm not talking my talk, because I'm telling you, question everything. So I have to be willing to do that. And it's quite confronting. And it isn't until we are so uncomfortable in our current situation that we're in that we're able to start looking for alternative paths, alternative ways of doing things, And so while I've been very, very comfortable in my constant state of questioning everything, there's definitely been some layers that I haven't wanted to or been willing to look at, because the thought of, or the knowledge, really, it's really the knowledge of how uncomfortable it's going to be to look at those things has kept me from looking at them. And right now, I really truly believe it's because the collective oppression has become so great, and I'm feeling that at such a collective level, that I am like, ah, how do I shift out of this? And it's, I need to go inside. I need to look at the things in me that I'm not willing to look at, my beliefs, my belief systems, and shift out of that, because it's only through shifting out of that that we gain ultimate freedom. And so while it's very easy for me to see the oppression happening by the global financial elite, because I've been working on it for years, and I really recognize and can feel that programming and conditioning, there are layers even for me that need to be looked at right now. And so that's making me uncomfortable. So if you're feeling uncomfortable, if you're feeling sad, if you're feeling anxious, if you feel like your life is falling apart suddenly, if you feel like everyone around you is irritable, if you feel like you're just pissed off at everyone, you can't tolerate anyone, like all of this is what I truly believe is this sort of massive constriction before we step into expansion. Because here's the thing. I really truly believe humanity wins in this. I really truly believe that as a collective, we eventually say no, enough is enough. We are no longer going to be slaves. We are no longer going to be held hostage to your beliefs about what the world should be. That we're no longer going to be willing to serve a global financial agenda that not only doesn't have our highest and best interests at heart, that really gives no fucks about us, that really treats us as what they see us as, which is a commodity, a body that is willing to work itself to death to serve an agenda that doesn't further its own cause. Literally, it's literal slavery. So when I say financial slavery consciousness and I say financial slavery, that is what I mean. I want to be very clear. Like, I literally mean that you are a slave. You are a slave that is serving a small group of people that orchestrate this global financial agenda, and they have their hands in everything. And so until we start questioning that, and until we start coming back together as a collective and stop being afraid of each other, stop being afraid of a virus, and recognize and realize that the division and the distraction is actually what is allowing them to strip us even further of our rights and of our freedoms. Hey, I hope you're enjoying this episode of the Wealth Witch podcast. I wanted to take a quick break to talk to you about an amazing offer I have to work with me like my high-end clients do for a fraction of the investment. If there's anything that the last several months of chaos and change has showed us, it's that our perceptions of what is safe, stable, and secure is anything but. You are your guarantee. You are the key to unlocking and calling in the wealth that you desire. If you don't already know, I'm all about belief and intention. And for me, deciding is the most important action you can take. So I don't need to convince you. You'll either resonate with this or not. The only prerequisite that you need to have is a desire to change your current financial reality. This mastermind I'm about to tell you about is about empowering you to take back control of your financial destiny and take action towards creating the life that you deeply desire. The Wealth Alchemy Mastermind is hosted via the Telegram app, and I've set it up in a way that it's accessible. This is an incredible opportunity to work with me in this mastermind at a special pre-launch rate of $44 a month. Yes, you heard that right. Just $44 a month to work with me at the same level that some of my high-end clients do. So what do you get? Weekly exclusive content and training, a monthly Zoom coaching call, a monthly Q&A session, wealth paradigm downloads, wealth activations, and a mastermind chat full of like-minded community. You aren't doing this mastermind for the content. You're doing it for the transmissions, period. You will be activated with abundance just by being in this container. But you have to act fast. The pre-launch offer is only available for a limited time, so click the link in the description of the podcast and sign up now. I'd love for you to join me, so do the thing. Now back to the podcast. So how do we get through this, right? Well, we remain connected. I think that's the very, very most important thing, is that we remain connected to each other. And we don't discount the power of human beings coming together to eat, to talk, to collaborate, but really just to share energy, to share physical energy. We don't get that online. We don't get that through computer screens or phone screens. Like, we need to be in each other's presence and be physically exchanging energy with other people. So that's one thing. Continue to question everything and be willing to look at those areas that you are still avoiding because you're afraid of facing those demons. Like, now really is the time, while everything is falling apart, while we're in this extreme constriction phase, which I believe is happening and will lead to the rebellion, will literally lead to the revolution that will actually take us into the age of Aquarius, because we have to finally shed this old paradigm of the age of Pisces. So be willing to look at that right now while things are rough, because they're already rough. So if they're already hard and we're already struggling, like, why not just rip the fucking Band-Aid off and go all the way in? Like, dive deeply into those darkest places of yourself that you don't want to look at, that you're afraid to look at because you're afraid of what the answer is going to be. So continue to question everything, especially our most ingrained beliefs. Fall apart. Like, this is my permission. Fall apart for a minute. Like, you don't get to have a total freaking come apart right now, because the world needs you. The world needs you to start questioning everything, be able to see things for what they actually are, and get out in the world and contribute to the rest of humanity waking up. But it's okay to fall apart for a minute, right? It's okay. It's okay to feel hopeless. It's okay to feel sad. It's okay to feel depressed. It's okay to, you know, wonder how we're ever possibly going to make it out of this enormous sinkhole shitstorm that we're in. That's okay. So fall apart for a minute. Allow yourself to do that, and then get your shit together and get your head back in the game, right? Because that's literally all this is a giant game that we're playing. And we're here to learn lessons, and we're here to grow, and we're here to expand. And we're here to take back those marionette strings and to no longer be the puppets. Like, it's time to control our own destinies. So what else can we do? Well, you can be an individual. Whatever you do, don't assimilate. Please stop assimilating. Be a sovereign being. Do what's in your highest and best good. So what I see happening right now is lots of people are reconnecting with Jesus, right? So I'm seeing it all over the online space. Coaches, energy workers, healers, people, you know, that previously, like, were not really into God or Jesus are all finding Jesus. And again, that's not a bad thing, but it shouldn't go like this. It shouldn't go, wow, all these people are reconnecting with Jesus. I should too. That's not how it should go. It should go, wow, observation. Lots of people are connecting with Jesus. Should I? And then you check in with your higher self, and then you check in with yourself, and you check in with source, and you ask if that's the right path for you. You don't do it because everybody else is doing it. You don't do it out of seeking comfort from something outside of yourself that you believe is going to lead you to salvation or give you the answers, because it's not. It never will. Jesus didn't even believe he was your savior, right? Jesus believed that you could save yourself, and he was here to model and show you how to do that. He wanted you to be a sovereign being. He wanted you to step into your greatness. He wanted you to find God inside you and all around you and in your fellow human man. So this part, I think, is so important. Stop assimilating. Stop trying to be like your neighbor. If you don't feel like you should be wearing a mask, don't wear a mask. If you feel like you should be wearing a mask, wear a mask. But don't do it because everybody else is doing it. And certainly don't do it because government institutions and organizations and regulatory bodies and financial institutions are telling you to do it. That is the worst possible reason to do it. Know yourself. Educate yourself. You know, this is so important. Educate yourself. Don't be afraid to be called a conspiracy theorist, because guess what? there were a bunch of people that were called conspiracy theorists that said that something like this was coming. And everyone was like, you're crazy. That would never happen. And now we're 18 months in it. And everyone's walking around the world wearing a mask. We're saying that people aren't going to be able to travel unless they have a vaccine passport for a vaccine that we're saying they may have to get every single time they travel. I mean, the amount of control and manipulation that's happening to the collective right now is completely blowing my mind. So educate yourself. Do not just simply eat hook, line, and sinker everything that's being told to you. Do not believe what the media is dishing out to you. Do your own research, educate yourself. But more importantly, trust yourself. Trust your gut. You have this incredible, incredible gift of intuition and knowing that each and every one of us have. We have intuition and knowing, and we have free will. And those are the two things that the global financial elite would stomp out of us at any cost. It is why the Spanish Inquisition happened. It is why women were burned at stake, women, men, and children, actually, but why women were burned at the stake. It was to eradicate the divine feminine and that connection to our own intuition and knowing from the collective. Because when that was stripped from us, we became powerless and we became so much easier to control because we didn't trust ourselves and we didn't trust each other. So trust yourself, trust your gut. Begin to make that connection with your own knowing and your own intuition again. That is probably the most powerful thing that you could be doing on a daily basis, is cultivating your own inner knowing and intuition and learning to trust yourself above all others, above me, above the media, above the government, above your neighbor, above your spouse, learning to trust yourself. And when something feels off or feels wrong, trusting that. For me, I'm like, if something feels fishy, if something feels off, I'm not here for it. Like, I just cannot afford to be anymore, especially not in today's society and in what's happening for humanity at this time. I cannot disregard my intuition and my knowing, because every time I do, I end up paying a severe consequence. And I truly believe that this is what we need, what humanity needs, is to tap back into our intuition and into our knowing and to trust ourselves. And that when things don't feel right, we say, this doesn't feel right. And we don't just blindly go along with it because our neighbor is, and we're afraid of what they're going to say, or our parents are, and we're afraid of what they're going to say. Like, we be willing to put ourselves out on a limb for our sovereignty and for our individuality. And we shed this idea that we must assimilate to be part of the collective, because it's simply not true. So that's my two cents on the world having a complete and total come apart. You know, I do believe humanity wins. I do believe it, but it's going to require that we be willing to look at some things that we haven't been willing to look at for a long time. And it starts with ourselves, and it starts at home, and it starts with us educating our children and cultivating that connection to deep inner knowing and intuition in our children. And teaching them to trust themselves. And that's a hard thing to do, because as parents, right, like, we want them to be good. We want to program and condition them the way that we were programmed and conditioned, because we believe that that's right. And we want them to comply because we feel like it will be dangerous for them, or they won't be safe if they don't comply and they don't assimilate. So this is one of our biggest places of needing to shift our beliefs and shift our paradigms, is how we parent and educate our children, and allowing them to be sovereign beings and allowing them to be individuals and not programming them and conditioning them to assimilate and to fall in line and to be indoctrinated into being compliant commodities. Like, we owe them that. We owe the next generation that. And that is truly what's going to make a difference. So that's it for today. Until next time, this is the Wealth Witch signing off. Please remember that it is your divine birthright to be wealthy in all areas of your life. And you're so worthy and you're so deserving. And that includes wealth of wisdom and knowledge and education and intuition and knowing. Like, you are so worthy of all of those things.
That's a wrap. Thank you for joining me. Remember, wealth is a mindset, and you absolutely deserve to live the life you deeply desire. And with belief and intention, you create your reality. Until next time, this is Leah Steele, the Wealth Witch.